Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hello, is this thing on? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Alex, are we getting this? We on the air? Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out. Coming up on tomorrow's broadcast, it's a very special broadcast. We're going to be coming to you live from the Tropicana in Atlantic City. And the main reason we're going to be down there, and in New York, my morning show counterpart, Joe Piscopo, is going to be down there. We're going to be down there to honor our boss's boss, the boss that's over the boss that's in the area. And he's like just second or third from the top boss in the whole company. But Phil Boyce is his name. And you may have heard him on my show. He's been on a few times. You may have heard him on other radio shows. He's had a little bit of success plucking people with monosyllabic names like Rush and Sean and Mark, sometimes from obscurity, and helping them really become well known. Ever since Salem has had the opportunity to have him amongst our ranks, every single one of our broadcasters has done better. And the more they've listened to Phil, the better they've gotten. And so we are grateful to have him as our leader at Salem Media, and to be helping guide not just the national talkers like Gallagher and Prager and those guys, but also the local guys. My morning counterpart, Joe Piscopo, has never worked in radio. Here he is, a big hit show in Morning Drive in New York City. So we're going to be down there supporting him. He's going to be inducted into the New Jersey Broadcast Association's Hall of Fame. And that's going to be kind of a cool thing to do. And hopefully we'll get to talk to Phil on tomorrow's show. But that's why we'll be down there. And a great slate of guests talking about everything from tourism to politics to everything else that we'll be dealing with on that end. Now, my good buddy on the city council here in New York City, Joe Borelli, minority whip on the city council, put this on Twitter. I guess it was somewhere around 1 this afternoon. He said, as Republicans in New York, and you know he's running for public advocate, so he's right now the city council member from Staten Island representing city council and the Republican Party as one of only, what, 3 Republican members of city council? They have 192,000 Democrats on city council, but there's 3 Republicans. Somewhere along that percentage. I'm not sure that's the exact number. But Joe's one of the good guys. He's truly, truly conservative, really understands free market politics and economies and what to do. But this statement that he put up, as Republicans in New York, our problem isn't in convincing middle class taxpayers to vote for us. Now, you'd think if you were outnumbered 192,817-3 on the city council side of things, you'd think that you'd be more worried about getting middle class taxpayers to actually vote for you. But he says, no, that's not the problem. He said the problem, and I'm adding this parenthetical thought, in this current de Blasio climate of punish every person that's producing and doing well, he said the problem is not convincing them to vote for us. It's convincing them that it's worth staying here to begin with. That's an indictment, my friend. We need to do something about it. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.